Welcome to the Best of Beaver County, presented by St. Barnabas, a weekly segment dedicated to putting the focus on the amazing things and the amazing people behind them in Beaver County. The Best of Beaver County is sponsored by and content is provided by St. Barnabas. The show airs every Thursday from 11 to 11:30 on WBBP, WMBA, 99.3 FM, and Facebook Live. Now, with no further ado, let's welcome host Mike Romai to introduce today's program.
Welcome to the Best of Beaver County on this St. Barnabas radio station. I'm Mike Romai, and because of our topic, the topic is so important as people try to make sense of the effects of dementia and memory loss to family members and loved ones, we've asked Jeff Bose to return and continue our conversation. Jeff is a neurosurgical physician assistant. He's held and co-sponsored many symposiums and associated medical conferences engaging in all facets of memory care. He's also co-authored with Dr. Maroon on the book Fish Oil, the Natural Anti-Inflammatory. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Glad to be here again.
Good to have you back once again. As we begin the program, let's just go over for the audience who may not be familiar with you a little bit about your background and your affiliation with St. Barnabas.
Absolutely. Well, I've been very fortunate for the last 5 years to be a consultant to St. Barnabas along with my colleague, Dr. Joseph Maroon. Dr. Maroon is a neurosurgeon and well-known in the community, especially with that local football team. But we've worked for many years on preventing illness and the idea of using supplements and healthy living like exercise and food, lowering stress are some of the main things that we've focused on over the last several years. And when you expand that a little bit, you talk about memory care because as we get older, our brain tends to age and many things we can do to prevent some of the detriments that can occur like dementia.
So then what are, as we're all going through this pandemic almost to a year now, what are the recent risk factors for dementia from socialization and isolation due to the COVID pandemic?
Absolutely. We talked last time about living healthy and to prevent dementia, but this COVID problem and the pandemic has really made things a lot worse, especially as we get older. What happens as we get older, we tend to lose friends, we tend to lose family. Our sphere of friends and family tends to get smaller and smaller. And as that occurs, our ability to reach out to people, to talk to people becomes less and less. COVID, add that on to getting older, really is like a double whammy. So our aging population has been really suffering. Those over 65 now are at about 50% increased risk of having dementia just because of the isolation that's occurring now as the COVID is present in our society. So we really, it's one of the major, if not the major, risk factors for dementia typically, but add COVID onto it, as far as the isolation that it's occurring, it's much, much worse.
Hmm. Well, this holiday season is different than many in the past, but between holidays is traditionally a lonely time for some people, and some people can feel lonely, alone from time to time, and does this make it worse?
Well, the holidays, are typically a time of family and gathering people around you, and we're not seeing that. I myself had to isolate with a lot of, a lot of my people I talk to on the phone, but it is a social isolation going on. And that's even worse for those that are older and may not have the electronic capacity to do Zoom calls and other type of electronic media that we a lot of us use at work every day. So it's the holidays tends to aggravate emotional problems, but this holiday certainly has been worse for most.
Well, can feeling alone sometimes be beneficial?
Well, it's a good question. When we talk about being alone, people like to go on vacation, for example. They like to get away from it all. Taking a walk out in the woods is always refreshing and can clear the mind. But there's a reason there aren't many monks around anymore, Mike. Social isolation for long periods of time is very difficult. We evolved from the caveman as clans. We developed a relationship with others in order to survive, and so that's imprinted in our brains today. So to be away from others for long periods of time is generally not considered healthy. And the reason that we are so worried about the brain is if you don't stimulate the brain, you lose it. It's just like any muscle in the body. If you don't use it, you lose it. And the same thing is with the brain. If we're not interacting and being challenged by others and discussing and just merely talking to someone and responding to someone, our brain tends to weaken, especially in the memory center.
So basically what you're saying is that we're pack animals. We need people around us to thrive.
Absolutely. We are pack animals. For better or for worse, and we need others to help us, to sounding boards and to talk about our emotions and feelings, and to be isolated as it's going on now, especially in our older population, it's really showing through with increased mental illness, depression, suicides are skyrocketing in society across all generations. So it's a scary time, even more so.
Jeff, tell us about this book you co-authored with Dr. Maroon about the benefits of fish oil. And can you suggest perhaps a certain age for someone to begin taking fish oil?
Well, I'd argue with anyone that taking fish oil starts actually when the mother's pregnant. Fish oil is one of the supplements given to pregnant mothers to help for brain function in a growing baby. And it's really a lifetime thing as far as when to start it. But we've written three books on fish oil over the years, and we've used it in our practice as an alternative to pain medicines. The last book we wrote was Fish Oil, the Natural Anti-Inflammatory. And the reason for that, it does have anti-inflammatory function. So instead of taking ibuprofen or aspirin, this has a function to also relieve pain, especially joint pain is what we dealt with in our careers as far as spine and joint pain. So it's very beneficial to the joints. It's also very beneficial to the brain. About 40% of our brain cell membranes are made out of omega-3, which is a type of is also found in fish oil. So it's really important for the body and the brain.
Do you get anyone in your travels and in your practice that says, "Oh, fish oil, I can't take that because I don't like the smell of fish"?
Well, that's an excellent question, because if it smells bad, you shouldn't be taking it. You leave a fish on a counter in a warm room, it's going to start to smell. So that's something that means it's becoming rancid. And the idea of the old cod liver oil stinking and smelling bad was because it was basically rancid and it wasn't good for you. So you have to get a quality product. You have to make sure it isn't rancid, hasn't sat on the shelf, hasn't been in heat or light. So the idea of being discerning and figuring out the better fish oils is definitely important.
Okay. And you said earlier that the brain is just like any other muscle in your body. You have to exercise it.
Right. We can't go dormant. I mean, if we don't get any stimulation, if we're not stimulated, there's no reason to have the brain. We have parts of our brain that are automatic. They control our heart rate and breathing. But the rest of our brain, which is the largest part of our brain, the cerebral cortex, is about thinking and interacting with the world and our senses. So unless we're stimulated, we tend to deteriorate. And this is even more so as we get older, when we're sort of more fragile as far as our brain capacity.
Well, stimulation for someone who is lonely is probably hard to come by. And when people feel lonely, but that feeling turns into something that's more than just occasional, that could create problems, right?
Well, the good question really is about depression. You know, what comes first? We know that depression is a significant risk factor for dementia. And dementia, when you have dementia, you tend to get withdrawn and depressed as well. So they're definitely related. The longer you're isolated, the more chance of depression. And that just feeds into the fire, so to speak, as far as adding to the worry and the risk of Alzheimer's and other dementia problems.
And how can we as family members or loved ones key in on that, because if we're isolated or socially distancing, we may not be in touch with those loved ones as often as we used to be.
Right, and that's a big problem. You know, typically during the holidays, especially the Thanksgiving and Christmas time, a lot of relatives come home and check on grandma and grandpa and see how they're doing, and they can assess that, you know, firsthand. Whereas now we've been isolated, and phone calls and other media have been the substitute for facial interaction. And so we're missing a lot of the loneliness that people are suffering. And it really is up to the family initially that helps typically bring that person to understand that they're lonely and to do something about it. And often it is with family members, but sometimes that's not enough. And our society, you know, has capabilities. St. Barnabas, for example, has some excellent socialization programs, and it's really one of the major benefits of being in a group with other people of your same age, is you can socialize and discuss and remember things in the past, and it's extremely beneficial to be in that type of environment versus being at home alone.
Mm-hmm. So there are benefits to being in a facility like St. Barnabas because of the socialization factors.
Absolutely. It may be the number one factor, quite frankly, Mike, the ability to interact and discuss with people who are similar age or not, because it's there. They're your neighbors. They're there. You don't have to travel outside in the winter weather. You don't have to worry, you know, typically relative to when COVID's not around. You can have group activities. And so the idea of brain building with other people is very important.
So the benefits far outweigh anything else that you would be considering when you're thinking, saying, I want to stay in my own home. There are so many more benefits to going and talking to someone about St. Barnabas.
On a brain, if that's directed to the brain, absolutely. You know, people do like to maintain their independence, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we have to, you know, people worry about falling and other risk factors from being home alone. But the loneliness is also another risk factor that you just can't ignore. And the socialization that can come with being with others in a similar environment is very important.
Is this worse for someone who's over the age of 65?
I'm sorry?
Is this worse for someone who's over the age of 65?
Absolutely. You know, as we get older, as I mentioned in the beginning, we lose our circle. It becomes smaller and smaller, and interactions become less and less. And it really, it peaks as we get older. So the idea of, as we get older, to be with people, to be communicating daily, scheduling phone calls, scheduling contacts with other people is critical.
Mm-hmm. And there are so many risk factors involved with being alone, on your own, in a house where you might have to climb steps in the winter, where there's ice conditions, throw rugs, and all kind of things that may get in your way and trip you up and be a detriment to your health. So when you're talking about something as simple as taking a walk, when you're in a place like St. Barnabas and you're a resident, you can do all that without the worry, and you have people around you. You don't have to feel left alone.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. If you have a long hallway with a railing versus walking outside with ice and snow, even for people who are normally able, let alone having arthritis in the joints and in the knees and the hips, and worrying about a fall. So the idea of an environment that is can be safe to walk, the safe to interact is really critical, I think, as we get older.
Jeff Bost is our guest from St. Barnabas. Jeff, tell us about the free in-home memory care consultation and assessment from St. Barnabas.
Well, Mike, it's very exciting. As far as I know, the only in the area that is doing this, but St. Barnabas is offering free in-home memory evaluations, which is, as I said, almost unheard of. And the fact is, people need that. Taking that first step is kind of frightening, to go into a place in another environment. And St. Barnabas is now offering free memory care evaluations. It's a phone call. You would want to call 724-443-0700. And you would get a screening phone call. They'd talk about how you're feeling and what your needs would be. And that could progress to an in-home visit from a healthcare professional who knows about memory care that can help guide you and the family as far as whether you need outpatient facilities or something in the inside the facility. So it's really exciting, and it's going to bring a lot of people information, which is the key to memory care.
Jeff, can that initial consultation or that initial phone call come from a family member or loved one?
Both. Yeah, absolutely. There's no restriction. I think that, you know, it's probably going to initially be with a family member because people who are on the outside can see who you are a little better on the inside. So family members can get a perspective on how you're doing, and they can make that first phone call. And this is, you know, there's no obligation. It's totally free. There's no, you know, requirements involved in it. So it's really worth it just to make an inquiry.
And that phone number once again?
724-443-0700.
All right.
And you can also go to the website, stbarnabasmemorycare.com.
This is Mike Romley on the St. Barnabas radio station. We will continue with our guest, Jeff Bost, after a short break.
Tusca Plaza Shop and Save is proud to celebrate their one-year anniversary, and they want to thank you. Starting December 5th through January 5th, get $10 back for every $100 you spend with your Perks card. Visit Tusca Plaza Shop and Save at 4935 Tuscarora Road in Brighton Township. Tusca Plaza Shop and Save can't wait to celebrate the super savings all month long. Exclusions apply. See customer service in store for details.
Welcome back to the St. Barnabas Best of Beaver County radio show. I'm Mike Romey, and we'll continue our conversation with our guest, Jeff Bost. We're talking about memory care. And Jeff, with all the technology that we have, computers, Zooming, Facebook Live, all different ways to communicate with people, has this technology influenced perhaps the feeling of isolation for some people?
Well, you're right, Mike. It can be a double-edged sword. A lot of these electronic media that you're describing have been helpful for a lot of people who can use them. I know we set up in our own family a Zoom call every week with the rest of the family members, and it's been very interesting and very stimulating. But if you can't do that, you're at a down. You're missing out. But there is also, even before COVID, the idea of getting isolated with your electronics, you know, not going outside, not interacting on a personal basis. So you need both. Right now we're sort of stuck because of the COVID, but I would not say that the degree that people are using it will continue and should continue once this COVID is over.
And has cognitive decline accelerated due to these challenges?
Cognitive decline, you said?
Yes. Has it accelerated?
It's hard to say. You know, I think, again, the idea of the circles that you have interacting electronically are great. But if you can't participate and you don't have a social interaction or a contact with others physically, you are at a detriment. So we're seeing that more and more now. And it's been almost a year. It's coming up on a year very quickly. And that's a long time when you're older to be without people interaction, and even short periods of interaction, it may not be enough. So it's becoming a real problem.
Mm. Jeff, can you briefly describe the different levels or degrees of isolation, loneliness, depression, or does one feeling contribute to another?
Well, it's all related in the sense that you're it's a circle and it cycles on itself. If you're depressed, you're going to feel like you don't want to interact with other people. That can add to depression. If you're depressed, that actually physiologically changes the brain. You lower things like neurotransmitters. You have less energy. You respond by being more and more isolated, which can, again, cycle back to more dementia as we get older. So those two things, the dementia and depression, are very much linked, especially as we get older.
Hmm. This is a fascinating conversation with Jeff Bost. We're talking about memory care, and he's mentioned dementia and ailments like that. But Jeff, what I seem to be getting from you and all your research in in memory care is that these don't have to be things that go along with aging. It doesn't mean that anyone over the age of 65 is eventually going to face these things. You're saying that doesn't have to be the case.
Absolutely. As we discussed last time, the idea of a healthy living, it is not that you get older and you're bound to get dementia. Matter of fact, that's not the case. Physiologically, we don't have to get dementia when we get older. So we have to do the things to prevent that throughout our lifetime. We talked about exercise. We talked about diet. We talked about lowering stress. All those things can help, reduce the risk, just like our heart. Our heart and our brain are very similar in the sense that things we do to help make our heart strong will also help the brain. Just getting more blood to the brain will increase our ability to think for longer periods of time. So we can't think about dementia prevention when we're in our 70s and 80s. We have to think about it in our 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s to really develop a lifestyle that, we avoid smoking, excessive alcohol, things like that that'll set up habits for the rest of our lives.
Yeah. What are some potential solutions?
Well, again, the solution is education. One point doctors had commercials out saying how good smoking was, and they were smoking cigarettes on TV. That was wrong advice, and we know that now. The idea of a sedentary lifestyle is also, we know that's not correct. So we're learning, the answers, but the idea is to get it out to the public. What is right and wrong to eat? Is saturated fats bad? Of course they are, and we know that now, but we didn't know it a few years ago. Trans fats are bad. Excessive sugars can actually cause worsening of brain function. So these things that we're learning, every day, getting enough sleep. One of the things that has happened in COVID is people aren't sleeping well with all the stress that is surrounding them, and that's actually causing more brain deterioration. So learning about that, things, whether it's a radio show or reading, is very important to try to do things that prevent excessive aging.
Well, there's no question about it. Radio shows are good for your brain. lethargy seems to be a big problem, and it doesn't matter what age you are, 65, 55, 45. This whole pandemic and the idea that we're self-isolating and we're quarantining, and there's only so much TV you can watch and so many trips to the refrigerator that you can make. What can family members and friends look for in their relatives to make sure that they're cognitively sound?
Well, you're absolutely right. It takes a community to really look out for people as if they're isolated. And typically it involves phone calls at this point. What are you doing? What have you eaten today? Have you gone outside at all? When it was a little warmer, those are the questions. Just the safety questions are very important. Have you taken your medications? That sort of thing. But even more than that, the idea of spending quality time, you remember back when such and such happened, the idea of just not being the person on the outside, but the person on the inside, sending photographs, sending videos, getting involved in what has happened in the past and planning for the future. This is what we want to do this summer. The idea of interacting for future talk as well. So it's all important interaction that really a family member often needs to do to ensure that someone's being stimulated.
Is there a checklist available for people? Is there any place on your website that people can find information on this?
Well, at StBarnabasMemoryCare.com, there is information on that. The what we call the four pillars of health, healthy brain function, exercise, diet, reducing stress, and reducing toxins. Those are some of the things that we have on the website. There are other sources from the CDC as well about how to avoid isolation and loneliness. Those things are out there, but we're trying to get the word out through this radio show as well. And St. Barnabas, as I said, you can call and they will also give you more information.
And what about, how important is it to improve your mood, to get out of the blues and the blahs? How important is that to the overall health of one's brain?
Well, a lot of it, as you said, you know, the blues are very common, especially in winter, and then add the isolation that's going on. And we can do a lot. We can walk. We can go outside. We can talk to friends. However, you know, the other thing is we can't always do it on our own. So we sometimes need professional help. And it's not a character flaw if you have to ask for professional help. So I think I would encourage people, if they are feeling depressed and blue and really aren't feeling like themselves, they need to seek out a healthcare professional.
Mm-hmm. And aside from watching Jeopardy maybe every night at 7, are there other ways to improve your intellectual stimulation?
Well, reading is one of the best things you can do. You know, learning a new hobby or playing an instrument is one of the things that people talk about a lot. Playing cards or some other game is also something that can stimulate. If you have the ability to be with others, those are things that would be great to do. Watching television is a passive thing. As you said, maybe Jeopardy is not, but most television shows are very passive. So avoiding the television and actually doing something, I think, is more important.
So community environment is what you're looking for. You can still have that, and there's no reason that you should feel lonely. That if you follow these helpful hints and go to the St. Barnabas website to find out more about it, you can overcome whatever, you know, blues or depression, anxiety that you may be having over this time.
Well, it depends on the degree, but I think there is a lot of things you can do. And being with others right now may be limited, but if you reach out and ask a family member, hey, can I learn about doing Zoom and other things? Those things are out there, but it tends to cycle on itself, Mike, which is a terrible problem. You become more and more isolated. So it really takes others, especially who are relatives of an older adult, to get out there and ask them how they're doing. Can you participate in this? Even if it is virtually, it really goes, as you said, to the community outreach.
Engaging memory care is what we're talking about with Jeff Bost from St. Barnabas. And Jeff, tell us again about the free in-home memory care consultation and assessment.
Yes, Mike, as I said earlier, this is very exciting. St. Barnabas is offering a free memory care evaluation and consultation. The initial is through a phone call where you would be asked several questions, and then that can lead to an in-home visit where memory can be assessed and cognitive function. This is all free. You just need to call 724-443-0700 or go to stbarnabasmemorycare.com. And there are professionals that are doing the screening as well as the home care evaluation.
So if our listeners remember nothing else about our conversation today, it's that phone number.
Yeah, 724-443-0700.
And will they know what the people are calling for, or should they say, I'm interested in that free in-home memory care consultation?
Yes, that would be the way to start, and they'll direct you to the proper personnel.
Very good. Jeff Bost, thank you for being with us once again. It's always educational.
Thank you, sir. Have a good holiday.
Same to you. This is Mike Romai, and this has been the Best of Beaver County on the St. Barnabas radio station. Join us again next time. Be safe.
About your mom or dad, have you noticed a change in behavior? Forgetful and not as sharp? So where can you find help? St. Barnabas Memory Care is a wonderful option. Yes, St. Barnabas has helped thousands. Take advantage of their free in-home assessment of your loved one. A St. Barnabas professional will provide a no-charge evaluation of your personal situation. St. Barnabas can help you. Call 724-625-4000 or go to stbarnabashealthsystem.com/memorycare. St. Barnabas is apart from ordinary.
Thank you for listening to the Best of Beaver County. St. Barnabas is pleased to have provided content and sponsorship for the program. Tune in this Sunday at 11:30 for an encore presentation of today's program on Beaver County Radio. and next Thursday at 11 for another edition of the Best of Beaver County on WBVP, WMBA, and 99.3 FM.